There's Rick Huckabee, and I'll walk you through it. A really requested song here on Iron Country. As we've talked all morning, we are celebrating our 6th anniversary here at Iron Country, and I couldn't think of a better person to interview. A man I feel is a part of the Iron Country family, our good friend Rick Huckabee. Welcome back to Iron Country, my man.
Good morning. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. Thank you.
It is good talking to you. I tell you what, Rick, this new album that you've got out, Long Ride Home, we've been getting so many requests off it. You got to be pretty proud of this effort.
I am, man. Thank you so much. I'm just thrilled to hear that, too. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, making a new record, you know. So, obviously, I have, you know, high expectations for it and wanting to do a good job on it. So, you know, I'm just thrilled people like it. It's great to have something out there, man.
Exactly. You know, I totally agree with that. And, you know, here's, what was it, 9 years since your last album, Pistols
yeah,
and Diamonds?
I'm not, can you believe it? 9 years, yeah. And I didn't really think I was going to make another record again. And then I got an opportunity to do it, and the timing was right and everything. And it's the first record that I've actually sort of really kind of produced myself. A guy named Shannon Forrest really helped me with it. He helped record it and everything. But it's the first time I ever just went into the studio with the guys I like to record with, and kind of the most stripped down record too, really, mainly just guitars carrying all the weight of it. So I'm proud of it and sure had a lot of fun, man. Maybe the most fun I've ever had too.
And for all our Iron Country family members out there, I want you to let you know, Rick just didn't sit around for those 9 years. I mean, you wrote a lot of songs for Tracy Lawrence and for a lot of people.
I sat around for 9 years. No, I was writing songs during that time. Yeah, I was staying busy doing that. And so, yeah, it's good to be back out with a new record, and thrilled that people are liking what they're hearing on it too, man.
Now, Huck, we were talking about this today being the 6th anniversary of Iron Country, and about December of that first year, we met you for the first time playing up at The Room, and you've played The Room many, many times, and you've played The Lot many times. Please. Let's talk about that environment over between The Room and The Lot. Those are two very, very special places, aren't they?
They really are, and it's special because of what Tim and Randy do and how they put that together. I rave about it. I was talking to Mike McClure with the Great Divide. We were working down in Texas last week, and he has just played up there. We were both commenting on what a great and special, like you mentioned, environment that The Room is, how Tim and Randy put that together and put that show together. It's really, really special, and because there's nothing like that. They really do have something extremely unique with that room. And then with The Lot outside, that thing is just awesome, the way it's put together, how comfortable it is for everybody. And we get to rock out there, too. So, you know, that's cool, too, for, you know, doing, like, band shows. But having the shows inside the room like that, it's what the Bluebird could be. You know, the Bluebird's iconic, but, I mean, just the energy that you get, you know, from the Room, I think, is one of the premier venues in the country.
Well, and you know, this too, Rick, is the people all over around here that go over to the shows over there. It's kind of like your second home. Everybody considers you family. Do you know what I mean?
I'm overwhelmed by the hospitality of the folks up there. I really do enjoy coming up there and hanging out and just getting to getting to be a part of all that. You know, it's just and how it's really, really cool how welcoming everybody's been. Yeah, I consider them family and friends as well.
Well, I know that Pogo's got the Rick Huckabee suite out at his house. Have you put in your orders for what he needs to have out there this week?
I have not, but him and Randy are the most hospitable people. They're so sweet, and I love staying there. They definitely make it special. It's the Huck suite for sure.
Well, hey, Huck, you were here not too long ago with your band, Big Shoes. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with them.
Oh, man, we're doing good, man. We actually have a new record that's going to be coming out this fall. It's called Fresh Tracks, and, man, it's a smoking record. And we've been staying fairly busy. We play one night a month here in Nashville at Bourbon Street Blues and Boogie Bar. We do a Tuesday night down there. So we kind of have a residency type thing working out there, but we had a blast coming up to Wisconsin, seeing you guys, man, last month. That was a super, super awesome show. And ready for that record to come out. We're going to be doing a partnership with a label here in town. So we're just trying to get it all put together. And I think we have a show set up for Americana Fest here in September. So good things happening for the Shoes, man, too. Yeah.
That's outstanding. Now, you know, Huck, over the years, you've written a lot of songs for Tracy Lawrence. You've written for Trace Adkins and Red Akins and just a lot of great songs. Huck, is there one song that when you hear it, a song that you wrote, you went, you know what, damn it, I'm proud of that one?
You know, I would have to say, yeah, I'm proud of Muddy Water, because just that was my first one, and the story behind that one. It took so long to get that song recorded. But I'd have to say, Tracy cut a song of mine called Saving Savannah, and that one, I'm really proud of that, because he kind of took it to where I wanted it to go, you know, and of course, he's really good at that. You know, he's had a lot of hits. But I remember when I first, because I sang the backgrounds on that record, when I remember when I heard the first mix of it, I was just like, wow, he just knocked this out of the park, man. Yeah.
Actually,
so probably that one.
Actually, that was our Crossroads Song of the Day yesterday, was your version of that song.
On. Hey, yeah. Cool. I love it, man. Yeah, he sings the fire out of it.
Yeah, he does. And now, coming up this Friday and Saturday night, you got kind of two different shows going on Friday night. You got a singer-songwriter, like a guitar pull, and then you got a band show on Saturday night. Talk a little bit about what it's like, you know. I mean, which would you rather do, Rick? Are you more of a guy of the acoustic guitar pull, or do you like to just get out and let it go?
I tell you, I am so torn, because I love both. They're both two completely different things. I love the sort of the intimacy that you have when you're just by yourself, you know, you're just you and the acoustic guitar, that kind of, it's a different energy that you bring with that. And then I absolutely just love playing with a band where you're, you know, getting to move some air. You know what I mean? Because I love playing electric guitar. So that's what's cool about this weekend, is that we're going to be able to give people an option, you know, to experience both of those. First night being a writer's, you know, in a round type situation. Then Saturday we'll have our band. So it's going to be great. I do love both, though. I really do. They're both equally as enjoyable.
Well, this morning right now, we are talking to Iron Country family member, our good friend Rick Huckabee, and he is going to be at the lot this weekend for Macomberfest. That's what they've tagged it. Friday and Saturday night, he'll be over there.
Perfect.
You can get tickets at Boxcars. You can get them at Ticketsauce.com, or you can call Pogo and make him run behind the bar and get you your tickets at 608-676-1149. And Huck, we're always so happy when you come up here, man. We love having you up here.
Man. Love coming up there. Love talking to you, pal.
And we always let the artists pick a song out of their catalog to go out of the interview with. So what are we playing here, Huck?
I'll say, how about Long Ride Home? I like that one.
All right. And Rick Huckabee, we look forward to seeing you this weekend up here in Iron Country.
Man, look forward to seeing you, pal. Thank you, Red.